ancestors used to save birds too when they got hurt.
A suspenseful eagle release caps off the 16th annual Bald Eagle Festival. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That story and more coming up. Skagway is full of history. Unfortunately, the Skagway River is too.
The metal in the Skagway River has always been an issue.
AJ Conley works with the Tioga Inlet Watershed Council, which is embarking on the formidable task of cleaning big, old chunks of metal out of the town's main river.
And it's something that is really important to a lot of people. We've had board members join just because they want to address the issue of how much metal there is in the river.
The project became really visible for the first time last weekend with a team of volunteers working near the riverbed to map where metal debris now sits. Debris is a general term.
We have parts of old cars out there, exhaust pipes, some engines, tire rims, wires, cables, large, you know, pieces of unidentifiable rusted metal that's just kind of out there. A lot of it's pretty difficult to identify just because it's, you know, it's been tossed around in the river, and you get a 50-pound boulder coming down, it can destroy something.
But as they say, one man's trash is another historian's treasure.
We actually are going to be having some historians come out after it's pulled out to come and survey and see if there is anything of historical value.
Townspeople have been worried about the dangers and aesthetics of a trashy river for years. The Skagway is used for recreation, rescue training, and, of course, is valuable fish habitat.
Look a lot nicer when you look at it and you don't see a bunch of metal sticking out.
If it were easier to remove these metal leftovers, it probably would have been done long ago. Citizens have often cleaned parts of the river up in their own time over the years, but it wasn't until a grant came through for the council that the ominous chore was at all possible. Volunteers and donations also contribute.
The larger pieces, we're actually working with Hunts and Huns here in Skagway. They are actually making a very generous donation to donate equipment time to the project. To do that, it will allow us to stay out there for a lot longer. And they're going to be bringing out an excavator and a bell dump truck, so the excavator can pull out the pieces that are partially buried and then move it into the dump truck. The smaller pieces, I believe they'll also have somebody walking along, kind of identifying, pointing out where the stuff is, and helping the excavator find the more buried stuff. And the smaller pieces, you know, he can just grab and throw in the dump truck.
Winter might not be a fun time to be in the river, but it's the perfect time to clean it up. The river's low, heavy equipment isn't in such demand in other parts of town, and fish aren't spawning in the area. Conley says the effort started last year, continued with volunteers marking trash and cleaning last spring, and should finish up by the end of this year.
The municipality of Skagway's 2020 comprehensive plan, published in February 2009, states the majority of Skagway residents, 70%, think it is somewhat or very important to remove metal debris from the Skagway River. So this is clearly something that a lot of Skagway residents have thought about and have been concerned about, and have shown their concern just by individuals going out on their own time and picking up metal pieces that they can find on the beach, on the banks, and then the rock beds. And so when the opportunity came up to kind of do this on a larger scale, get some of those pieces out that you're not going to be able to pick up by hand, pieces that are buried that you're going to need equipment to actually pull them out, it was really exciting. And in doing so, it's going to improve fish habitat. And it really, for people that, you know, raft down the Skagway River, it'll be safer for them. There isn't the jagged metal that will stick out that could puncture the raft or can, you know, potentially hurt somebody if they should be scraped on it.
Thousands of eagles gather at the confluence of the Sirkiu and Chilkat rivers each November to feed on the salmon that are reachable there when other waterways are icing over. But this story is not about those thousands of raptors, but just one of the birds feeding in the Chilkat Valley this fall. His name is Baby.
How old is he? About 8 months. He fell out of the nest July 24th, not nearly ready to fly, and took a long time. For the first 3 months, he was so small, he wouldn't perch, he would only lay down, just like they would in the nest. So his development has been slow.
Scott Tiernan was Baby's handler and roommate for part of that time in Juneau. Baby was ceremoniously released to the wild on Saturday from the banks of the Chilkat River in a spot a few miles from Clukwan. A crowd of locals and out-of-towners gathered to witness the release, which has been a Bald Eagle Festival tradition for 7 years now.
You look out across the river there, you see all the eagles waiting for this one to get turned loose.
Smith Katsik Ganaktedi Raven Elder welcomed the people who had come to watch Baby leave the nest, so to speak.
We live in a wonderful valley. We live with wonderful people. our ancestors used to save birds too when they got hurt. It'd keep them in the smokehouse and doctor them back to good health and then let them go. I'm glad to see this is happening yet. We've lived here a long, long while. We're going to be here for a lot longer.
We cannot respect our eagle without the raven. The raven is an important part in our life. They're here. And thank God that you're all here showing your concern for the eagle that's going to be released.
Joe Hotch, Kagwantan Eagle Elder, spoke to the crowd that had gathered around Baby, which sat alert in the arms of his handler.
We have three as the eagle, three different ways that we look at the eagles. One is when they're sitting up there, they're looking out. In Tlingit, it's called Dekishatin, looking out there for their feet. And the other one is towing in, Yandadachach. They can do it. And the third one is the fish flipping in its mouth.
But foreshadowing the release to come, Hotch recollected a release from a few years back.
Several years ago, we released one up by the lawn house. Ed Warren threw it out and it fell in the water. We still haven't paid the fine as eagle people. We're going to be fine, but we're going to pay less if we put up our money earlier. So thank you, and God bless you all for your concern and your love.
Tiernan, the bird handler, had actually changed the location of the release with that exact incident in mind.
Thank you, everyone, for putting up with the change in what normally would happen. The reason for the change, this is Baby, and just let me say that the American Bald Eagle Foundation Juno Raptor Center that cared for Baby, and Baby are glad to be here. The reason we moved, Baby fell out of the nest at a very young age and has been inside ever since. She's never flown more than 50 feet. She doesn't know how to tow in, like you were saying, so she hasn't learned how to swim yet and things. I was concerned about the width of the water up there. This is a better place for this very young eagle for her first flight outside to have a better chance at survival. We do appreciate your patience and ask you for forgiveness for that. And pretty soon we'll let Baby go.
Lonnie Hotch prepared for the release by leading drummers in a traditional song she called the Knocking at the Door song.
It's a song that our ancestors would sing if they were going into a different town for a potlatch, just to let the people know that they were coming in and getting permission to come into new territory. And this eagle comes from a distance, and we're singing this for him so that the other eagles will know he's coming in. Ashley, you want to start it?
Oh, hey, oh,
hey, so.
It's an unpredictable thing, releasing a bird back into the wild after it's been an indoor bird for most of its life. Baby spent her time in captivity in flight enclosures with other eagles and different leveled perches for flying practice. It has no familiarity whatsoever with its new home.
Folks, if we can have an area there. He knows it's time. Ready?
And as the bird was released, he stood, wings out, blinking at flashing cameras, listening to beating drums, and waited. Suddenly, Baby sprung off the shore and went right into the river.
He knows how to tow.
Turns out Baby can tow in, which was a relief to Tiernan momentarily.
And he will
come ashore here in a little bit. It's going to take him a while to get his bearings.
Or I'm going in after him.
If I have to, I'll swim in after him.
And it was a suspenseful few minutes while the crowd watched Baby float along with the slow current and hoped for the best.
Come on, Eagle. Come on.
Now we got it.
Go, go, go.
Tiernan had been the guy behind almost 150 Eagle releases, he says, adding that this is one of the more tense releases he's ever done.
Because this Eagle was so young when it came in, and had been in a small indoor mew, a flight mew, we weren't sure how it would handle the first flight. Obviously not real well. We know it can fly. We don't know the total wing strength.
The bird is also fat, which is good. He won't have to eat for 2 to 3 weeks, according to Tiernan. Bird experts say he'll learn how to act out the rest of his days by watching other eagles.
Now he's taking, if you see that position he's taking out there, it's the standard, I'm going to dry out for a while position, because mm-hmm. He was in long enough that he's a little bit waterlogged. It's going to be hard for him to fly at this point. But he should be fine.
It's going to be fine.
This is Tara Bicknell for KHNS.